Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we've got to talk about the Melania movie. That's right. Melania Trump released a movie this past weekend, and it has been a catastrophic failure. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Chris, why the hell would we want to talk about this? There's so much crazy shit going on in the world, and I agree, but this actually goes a lot deeper than you think, this movie release and why it happened. This is a great example, actually, believe it or not, of the rising authoritarianism we see in the United States and the executive branch basically pushing huge corporations, huge billionaires to do what they say or Donald Trump will come after them. We're going to hop right into this. But before we do, if you don't know who I am, if you're like, where's Adam Mockler? Well, my name is Chris Mowry. I now do a daily show on the Adam Mockler channel, one video a day for Adam Mockler. So if you want to see more of me, I actually make videos on my own YouTube channel. You can subscribe to both me and Adam Mockler right down below. I appreciate you guys so much. It's so good to be back. You may have seen me here before. All right, let's start here with how the White House is talking about the Melania movie. It's about what you'd expect. Take a listen.
And first of all, I want to say congratulations to Mrs. Trump, our beautiful, wonderful, classy First Lady, on the debut of her documentary film. I know that it's a blockbuster movie in theaters now, and it's a really a great example of what the First Lady is truly like behind the scenes. And she has a great influence on the president.
Two things here. Number one, it's a cult. It's a cult. I want to say thank you to our dear leader, Donald J. Trump. The First Lady, Melania Trump, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, she's everything. Number two, I mean, Donald Trump is implicated in the Epstein files. I think implicated that's a pretty minimal word to use. He's all over the Epstein files. People still can't afford anything. Inflation has not gone down. People are struggling. People are panicking. Money is starting to flow outside of the United States. The dollar is weak as hell, and all these things are happening, and thank God, though, Fox News is talking about the Melania movie. Now, this is the director of the Melania movie right there to the left with Melania Trump. Interestingly, speaking of the Epstein files, Brett Ratner, who is the director, again, of the Melania movie, was actually in the most recent set of the Epstein files. This is an abhorrent picture, an abhorrent photo. We have two underage individuals there who are... their faces are blurred out, Jeffrey Epstein, and that is Brett Ratner. The director of the new documentary on U.S. First Lady Melania Trump has appeared embracing a young woman in images released by the U.S. Department of Justice on Friday. Sickening. Absolutely sickening. Now, before we come back to the fact that, again, Donald Trump is all over the Epstein files, it's like everybody in his orbit. The director of the stupid Melania movie needs to be in prison for the rest of his life based off that photo alone. And before we get into some more of the details about how this relates to rising authoritarianism, some memes about the actual movie itself, because it is supposedly awful, I believe that, and nobody is buying tickets. Some memes, be careful out there, everyone. Someone broke into my car and left tickets to the Melania Trump movie. That's pretty good. Now, who funded this whole thing? Jeff Bezos paid tens of millions to license and distribute the Melania film and is about to cut jobs at the Washington Post. Anyways, here's how the Melania movie is doing in early UK box office. UK ticket sales for Melania are so far, quote, soft, according to Tim Richards, the chief executive of View, one of the country's biggest cinema operators. Just one ticket has been sold for the first 3:10 p.m. screening on Friday as its flagship branch in London. Islington, I believe, branch in London, while two have been bought for 6 p.m. So we're talking about not like, oh, it's soft, it's sold out for a day. Like, we're talking about places that bought one ticket, movie theaters that are completely empty. So why? Why? Melania generated of supposedly $7 million over the weekend, which I'm going to show you more photos of movie theaters across the country completely empty. I can't even believe $7 million. Which is actually above pre-release estimates of 3 to 5. However, Amazon MGM spent a staggering amount of money on the film, acquiring the doc for $40 million and then shelling out $35 million on the marketing spend. So AKA lost a ton of money. Instantaneous loss, there's no question about it. Well, they don't care, right? Because Jeff Bezos funded this whole thing as a favor to Donald Trump. And this is the rising authoritarianism. He goes to the White House, he has dinner with Donald Trump. Melania Trump's getting a payday, just a bunch of money for this. And it's like, hey, in Jeff Bezos' mind, I got my return on my investment. Donald Trump's going to be nice to me or my business mentors, do me favors. I basically, you know, maybe I lose $50 million, but it's all good. Now he's off my back. And that's where we're at in American history right now. It's absurd. The party of small government, we are witnessing the largest expansion of executive authority ever in U.S. history from the party of small government. But the grift never stops, right? The Melania crypto meme coin we've talked a lot about on this page. Total rug pulled down more than 99%. This is 94% year to date, but 99%. It was once above $8. It is now literally worth 10 cents. That is absolutely insane. The other thing is we've seen stuff like this from Melania Trump. She wants to be paid. It's all a payday, whether it's for Donald Trump, you know, receiving money for pardons, them releasing stupid movies where Jeff Bezos is just funneling them cash. I found this clip from October of 2024, so before the election, CNN asking Melania Trump to do an interview. Take a listen to this clip.
Has tried to interview the former first lady ahead of the release of her memoir, but her publisher responded with an unusual demand to CNN, a $250,000 price tag. CNN's Hadass Gold and I broke the story together today. Hadass, good to see you. So help our viewers understand from a media perspective how unusual a demand such as this is with such an incredibly high price tag nonetheless.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Most legitimate news organizations would never pay a public figure, especially the spouse of the Republican candidate for president, for an interview. Full stop. They just would not do that. Most news organizations have rules against any sort of payment to political organizations or to a candidate. So they would never pay for an interview with the spouse of the Republican candidate for president. And CNN has not and will not pay for such an interview. Now, in the past, media organizations have paid, especially when it comes to licensing photos or trying to get interviews with people who are involved in things like scandals or murders or the like. But paying for something related to politics, that in particular crosses essentially all of the media ethical boundaries. Now, a former first lady being paid for a speaking engagement or for a book advance, that is not necessarily unusual. But Melania Trump is not just the former first lady. She is also the spouse of the Republican candidate for president. So it is very
unusual to say the least. And I chuckle when she uses the term like media ethics, because it's like those are practically all gone these days, it feels like. And Melania Trump, at this time, requesting $250,000. This entire presidency is just the Trump family getting super rich. This out the most insane levels of corruption we have seen in the United States, maybe ever, at least certainly outwardly. Like they say it out loud. They're like, hey, we're being super corrupt, launching meme coins, cryptocurrency dinners, nobody cares. This is a review from The Guardian, and it's taken me a few tries to get through this because I literally keep laughing. This is an insane just paragraph for a review. Get ready for this. No doubt there is a great documentary to be made about Melania, the ambitious model out of Slovenia who married Donald Trump, etc., etc., etc. But the horrific Melania film emphatically isn't it. It's one of those rare unicorn films that doesn't have a single redeeming quality. I'm not even sure it qualifies as a documentary exactly. So much as an elaborate piece of designer taxidermy, horribly overpriced and ice cold to the touch, and proffered like a medieval tribute to placate the greedy king on his throne. Wow. Stunning. I mean, just wow. Just intense words there from The Guardian. And again, just to reemphasize how deep this goes, Adam Ochler put it so, so well. Take a listen.
I didn't want to spend any time on Melania Trump's awful, boring ass documentary movie, but the corruption behind it goes deeper than most mainstream media is reporting. When Hillary Clinton was the first lady, a furor erupted over reports that she had once made $100,000 from a $1,000 investment in cattle futures. Even though this had happened a dozen years before her husband, Bill, became president, it became a scandal that lasted weeks and forced the White House to initiate a full review. 31 years later, after one dinner at Mar-a-Lago, Jeff Bezos agreed to finance a promotional film about Melania Trump that will reportedly put $28 million directly in her pocket. 280 times the Clinton lucre, and in this case, from a person with a vested interest in policies set by her husband's government. No scandal, no outrage, only a movie that is absolutely bombing when it actually releases. Jeff Bezos is viewing this as a return on his investment. He could say return because he wins favor from Donald Trump and Melania, even if they lose a measly, what, $50 million, maybe the extra $28 million they paid her as well.
We need to unify. I'm calling for unity. I know my husband, the president, had a great call yesterday with the governor and the mayor, and they're working together to make it peaceful.
How can you call for unity when you're not even unified with her husband? You're not even living in the same house as your husband. She's living in New York while Trump lives in the White House. Secondly, I hate this gaslighting that Trump is now trying to quote-unquote de-escalate with Tim Walz. Dude, Trump has been calling for Tim Walz and Mayor Fry to be thrown in prison. Trump has been threatening the Insurrection Act. This has been one escalatory game for Trump where he surges 800 troops into Minneapolis, then another 800. Then it got up to 3,000 plus federal agents. Now he wants to de-escalate. Melania Trump was very clearly fed lines here.
Yeah, so beautifully said there from Adam Mockler. Jeff Bezos viewing this as a favor. And a couple more photos here I found on Twitter. This is in Canada. Look at this for the opening of Melania. Not a single seat sold here in Canada. This is absolutely insane. No seat sales. This is somebody else in their hometown. It looks like Santa Fe. I don't see any tickets being, not even one ticket being sold there. Someone on Twitter pointing out that a lot of the signs for Melania Trump's movie, people are not very fond of seeing. My husband F's kids. I'll let you let me know how you feel about that one in the comments down below. Again, these signs, people not happy about all over the Epstein files is Donald Trump. And I tweeted this morning, which now has 370,000 views or so. You know, end wokeness, some dumb account on Twitter. This is why nobody trusts the critics. Comparing the Fauci documentary to Melania Trump. And I said, the president is a pedophile and you're tweeting about the effing Melania movie. Listen, it is so good to be back on this channel doing one video a day on the Adam Mockler channel. Again, make sure you're subscribed to both me and Adam Mockler down below. Let me know what you think of all of this and I will see you tomorrow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.